Thank you, Mr. President. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor to deliver this statement on behalf of the Least Developed Countries Group. The LDC Group aligns itself with this statement delivered by Cambodia on behalf of the Group of 77 and China. The group really appreciates all the panelists for their inspiring presentations. Mr. President, the note by the UNCTAD Secretariat on the business and investment facilitation is very insightful and well constructed. The explanation of challenges faced by the developing countries, particularly the least developed countries, is down to earth. Digitalization bolsters streamlining information provision and administrative procedures, which enhances investment environment. And targeted investment in relevant sectors can accelerate the achievement of the Sustainable Development Goals. The Secretariat's note finds that the transparent and accessible investment environment induces formalization of small business, reduces cost of transactions, engenders targeted actions, and promotes inclusive economic growth by ensuring access to economic activities for women, young, and rural populations. The investment facilitation has overall positive impact on FDI flows, industrialization, economic diversification, and resources mobilization. The investment facilitation needs to be complemented by business facilitations and trade facilitations, including regional integration, among others. Mr. President, the 10 action lines in the UNCTAD Global Action Menu for Investment Facilitation are pragmatic, which can be a yardstick to adjust the investment regime of countries. The Global Enterprise Registration Portal shows growing trend in the application of digital tools to streamline business registration process. Despite this optimistic trend, LDCs faces significant hurdles in translating the policies into reality. Major obstacles include cost, skill gaps, technology divide, divergence among regulatory bodies, and ineffective policy regime. The challenge is greater for landlocked developing countries, as the cost of doing business increases due to lack of direct access to the ports. The challenge is also paramount in the regions with weak regional integration. Mr. President, the key priorities of LDCs are investments in education, awareness, and effective policy execution, access to affordable finance, adequate technology, investment in green and digital transformation, supportive regional integrations, and the international support. The limited resources needs to be targeted and aligned to the SDGs. The digital technology must be leveraged as it accelerates the rate of work done and promotes equity through transparency, accessibility, and level playing field. Mr. President, the UNCTAD is instrumental in catalyzing the dialogue and actions for investment and trade facilitation. The group thanks the Secretariat for preparing the wonderful notes and thanks the Commission for organizing this rich session. Finally, I would like to put forth two questions to the distinguished panelists. First question is to the Honorable Deputy Minister of El Salvador. What kind of regulatory regime does El Salvador envisions for digital assets like Bitcoin, which is intermediary free, and that the possibility of them being universally accepted as money is still unsure? And the next question is for any one of the distinguished panelists. How can a country achieve convergence in the way regulations are translated into administrative procedures across agencies and subnational bodies and address the frictions in coordination among the agencies involved in facilitating business and investments? I thank you, Mr. President.